U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, commonly known as ICE, is out with numbers from recent arrests of suspected illegal immigrants. The agency says it made 32,809 migrant arrests between January 20th and March 10th, which was during the first 50 days of Donald Trump's administration. That figure would match the Biden administration's 33,300 arrests for all of fiscal 2024. Of those arrested, ICE says 14,111 are convicted criminals, 9,980 have pending criminal charges, and at least 8,000 have immigration violations for being in the United States illegally. ICE, along with the Department of Homeland Security, said a review of their records found the Biden administration cooked the books and falsely inflated ICE arrest data and purposely misled the American public by categorizing some migrants who were processed then released into the public as arrests. ICE says it is now trying to locate those released, saying they include thousands of violent criminals and gang members. On a conference call with reporters, acting ICE Director Todd Lyons said, "We have returned ICE to its core mission, which is arresting people who violate our immigration law. Secretary Homan and I are changing the culture of ICE to one of action and accountability." Border Czar Tom Homan told Fox Business that Immigration and Customs Enforcement currently has 46,000 people detained, and they are on track to run out of beds to house them. He says Homeland Security is in dire need of funding from Congress to carry out deportation plans, and the current funding will run out in a matter of weeks.